Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
A school superintendent says administrators at the Virginia school where a six-year-old shot his teacher believe the first grader may have had a weapon on him the day of the shooting, but failed to find it after a search. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula joins us on our newsline. Jim, how did this development come about?
Yeah, really a troubling development, and obviously a whole lot more questions now about what happened at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, a week ago today. This revelation came from the superintendent during an online meeting for parents only. No word on why the gun wasn't found or taken from the child. The superintendent saying that administrators at this school had advanced notice that this young man might have been armed, and in fact he was, with a 9mm handgun that he used to shoot his 25-year-old first grade teacher. She initially was very critically ill. Now she's been upgraded, thankfully, to stable condition at this point. But again, a lot of new questions about what happened at this school last week.
That is good news. What can you tell us about the investigation so far?
Police have been very tight-lipped. Obviously, part of the reason is the age of the suspect, only six. There's not even any laws in Virginia dictating something like this in terms of whether or not this six-year-old can be charged. Might his parents be charged, or whomever he was able to get the weapon from? That's all very unclear at this point, but the investigation continues, certainly.
And now the school is talking about installing metal detectors?
That's right, state-of-the-art metal detectors. Some of the schools, and specifically the high schools in Newport News, Virginia, which, by the way, is in the Hampton Roads area, a few hours down the coast from where you are, the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Newport News, Chesapeake, they're all right there. Newport News is a major, is of course home to the famed Newport News shipbuilding. They build a lot of the Navy vessels, specifically aircraft carriers there as well. But at this point, most all of the high schools in Newport News have metal detectors. They will now be coming to all 90 schools in the school district now with some kind of federal and state funding. The school system is also now talking about the requiring the use of clear student backpacks after this incident.
Thank you very much, CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.